Happy Monday, everybody. My name is Brandon Rose, and welcome to episode 257 of the Xbox in 10 podcast, your weekly source of Xbox gaming news covered in around 10 minutes. Every Monday, this podcast covers new game releases, the previous week's gaming news, and we all learn an Xbox-related fun fact together. This show is on YouTube and podcast services around the world, so please subscribe in your favorite and leave a review. XboxIn10.com, no numbers, is your quick source for links to all of our podcast destinations and social media profiles that you can follow at XboxIn10. To start, let's talk game releases. The big games out last week were Aiden Chronicle 100 Heroes and Top Spin 2K25. The games coming out this week include Front Mission 2 Remake, Tales from Candleforth, The Fall of Elena Temple, Roofcat's Band Suika Style, Space Mercenary Defense Force, Armed and Gelatinous Couch Edition, Candle Knight, Full Metal Sergeant, MotoGP 24, Slash, Pool Slide Story, The Manga Works, Cyber Citizen, Shockman 3, The Princess from Another World, and Mice Guard. Now it's last week's biggest news stories, and we have five to cover this week. Number 1, Xbox Gaming segment gets another boost thanks to Activision Blizzard. Rebecca Valentine at IGN writes, Microsoft's gaming revenue climbed significantly year over year according to its Q3 earnings report. But the massive jump in takings is deceptive, most of it just reflective of the addition of Activision Blizzard and King. For the third quarter of fiscal 2024, Microsoft reported gaming revenue up 51% year over year, or $1.8 billion, to a total of $5.45 billion. It's a record Q3 for the segment, but it comes with a caveat. 55 points of that net impact were from the Activision Blizzard acquisition, meaning that Xbox content and services revenue not related to Activision Blizzard was actually down 4% year over year. We saw a similar situation last quarter too, and we'll almost certainly see it again in the next two. Xbox content and services revenue is in a similar boat. It's up 62% year over year, but with 61 points of net impact from Activision Blizzard, meaning it's only up 1%. And hardware revenue, which wasn't touched by the acquisition, is down 31% due to fewer consoles sold. It's expensive to buy another big company even beyond the $69 billion Microsoft paid for it in the first place. The real value of Activision Blizzard to Microsoft will ultimately remain to be seen in the coming years, when we can look at gaming revenue in future quarters compared to this one, and see if Xbox was able to capitalize on its expensive purchase. And that's definitely why I wanted to highlight this story this week as the lead-off. This is the first real quarter of the new business Microsoft has, with Xbox and Activision Blizzard being under that bubble now, and how much it increased year over year, but because of Activision Blizzard. And the other big highlight being that the hardware revenue is down 31%. Not great in that department. Number 2. Microsoft CEO committed to meeting players where they are after Xbox games dominate PlayStation Store. Tom Ivan at Video Games Chronicle writes, Microsoft has suggested that Xbox is starting to reap the rewards of its increased multi-platform focus. While it already had a strong foothold on rival platforms thanks to perennial bestsellers Call of Duty and Minecraft, Xbox recently announced plans to bring more first-party games to PlayStation and Nintendo Switch, starting with Pentiment, Hi-Fi Rush, Sea of Thieves, and Grounded. And during Microsoft's third quarter earnings call on Thursday, CEO Satya Nadella said Xbox games have been performing strongly on the PlayStation Store. Quote, earlier this month, we had 7 games among the top 25 on the PlayStation Store, more than any other publisher, end quote, he said. Nadella appeared to be referencing a recent report from Tweaktown, which found that Xbox had more first-party games among the PlayStation Store's 25 best-selling titles than Sony did. On PS5 on April 18th, these were Modern Warfare 3 at number 2, Overwatch 2 at number 7, Sea of Thieves at number 12, Fallout 4 at number 16, Minecraft at number 19, Fallout 76 at number 20, and Grounded at number 23. In comparison, 5 Sony published games made the list. They were MLB The Show 24, Destiny 2, and a trio of titles developed by third-party studios, and Helldivers 2, Stellar Blade, and Rise of the Ronin. It's worth noting that PlayStation Store rankings are updated daily and based on region. Quote, we are committed to meeting players where they are by bringing great games to more people on more devices, end quote, Nadella said on Thursday. It's a big quote right there. You know why? Because these are not going to be the only games that Microsoft brings over to rival platforms. I think we all pretty much knew this, that this was going to be a testing ground, and they are obviously clearly seeing success. Is Sony mad about it? Maybe a little bit, but hey, they're still making a lot of money on each game sold on their platform. Number 3, Gears 6 could be revealed in June as a voice actor seemingly teases announcement. Tom West at True Achievements writes, players have been unlocking Gears 5 achievements since it launched in 2019, and now the wait for its sequel could soon be over. following multiple rumors that Gear 6 could be revealed at the Xbox showcase. The actor behind JD Phoenix appears to have implied that the Coalition has Gears news planned for June. We don't know about you, but we're excited to see a sequel to one of the best third-person shooters on Xbox. Microsoft has confirmed that it'll be hosting its Xbox showcase once again in June during the not E3 period, and while the company hasn't teased any of the games making an appearance, it's possible the Coalition could announce Gear 6. Earlier this month, reports from Giant Bomb's Jeff Grubb and The Verge's Tom Warren suggested that Microsoft is preparing an announcement for Gear 6 during the Xbox showcase, which is rumored to take place on June 9th. Now, JD Phoenix, actor Liam McIntyre, has said the Gears of War news could be on the way in June. When replying to a user on X asking if JD's death on Gears 5 is canon, McIntyre replied saying, quote, "I have no idea. I think Gears of War tells us all in June," end quote. Alongside the announcement of Gear 6 in June, The Verge suggests we could get release dates for Avowed, Call of Duty Black Ops Gulf War, Indiana Jones and the Great Circle, and Microsoft Flight Simulator 2024 during the showcase. Bring on the showcase and bring on Gear 6. I really have enjoyed my time with the revamp to Gears in Gears 4 and Gears 5. I really like the open world mechanics of Gears 5 and the story of it. I really didn't like that they dropped Of War from the title, but that's something for another day. Either way, it seems like we won't have to wait that much longer. Thank you, JD Phoenix. Number 5. Blizzard cancels BlizzCon 2024, promises return in future years. Rebecca Valentine at IGN writes, Blizzard has announced it will not hold its annual BlizzCon event in 2024, but promised the event will return in future years. In a statement to press, Blizzard failed to share the reason for the cancellation of the event, though it said the decision was not made lightly. Additionally, the company plans to participate in other industry events throughout the year instead. Quote, over the next few months, we'll be sharing more details about our launches coming later this year, including World of Warcraft: The War Within and Diablo 4's first expansion, Vessel of Hatred. To celebrate these upcoming releases and to bring our communities together in new and special ways, we will soon share exciting plans for our other industry trade shows and conventions like Gamescom. We can't wait to tell you more about those plans soon. We are also looking forward to the Overwatch Champion Series stops at both DreamHack Dallas and DreamHack Stockholm, and we're thrilled to be planning multiple global in-person events to commemorate the 30th anniversary of Warcraft, which will be held in addition to the in-game celebrations across our Warcraft games throughout 2024. While these events are distinct from BlizzCon, we are harnessing all of our creativity and imagination to ensure they carry the same spirit of celebration and togetherness, end quote. This news comes just as BlizzCon was getting back on its feet. The event was fully canceled in 2020 due to the COVID-19 pandemic, then returned briefly as a digital show in 2021, before going on a hiatus again in 2022. Last year, BlizzCon was held again in person for the first time in 4 years. While BlizzCon's cancellation may come as a shock to fans, it makes some amount of sense. BlizzCon is traditionally where Blizzard unveils all its major announcements ahead of the upcoming year, but 2024 would have almost certainly had a thin slate. The next World of Warcraft expansion, The War Within, is planned for release sometime in the summer or fall of this year, ahead of when BlizzCon usually occurs. Diablo 4 does have an upcoming expansion planned for release in late 2024, but it's entirely possible that it's slated to happen ahead of BlizzCon as well, leaving Blizzard with little new to reveal on that front either. With its upcoming survival game cancelled, that would leave Overwatch 2 and Hearthstone to carry the bulk of the conference's major reveals, and neither game seems poised to sit in the hot seat for an entire conference. Probably very disappointing for the Blizzard hardcore, to which I am not a part of. However, does this mean we're about to get a really, really beefed up June showcase from Xbox since Activision Blizzard is now sitting under them? They do say it'll come in future years, but I guess time will tell on that front. And number 5, Xbox will soon delete more of your game captures in May. Tom West at True Achievements writes, if you have some memorable game captures from your achievement hunting adventures saved to Xbox Network, you might want to start backing them up now. A new Xbox message has revealed that Microsoft will start deleting Xbox game captures older than 90 days from May 30th. Last September, Microsoft announced a game capture store on Xbox Network for longer than 90 days would start being deleted from January 2024. Strangely though, we're not sure if it went ahead with its plans after all. A new Xbox notification shared on Reddit, and we have seen one on our ends too, says that deletions will now start on May 30th. Whether Microsoft started deleting player game captures in January or not, it looks like we now have until May 30th to back up any of the content we want to keep on an external drive or OneDrive. I had to put this out there just in case you have any really fun or memorable memories on your OneDrive. I certainly do, at least with one of my friend continually trying and failing to defeat Crota in the Crota's End raid. Yes, thank you Nick for that lovely memory. As always, we end our show with a fun fact about Xbox and, as is the Fallout season, another one for Fallout. Credit to thegamer.com. Brahmin tipping. Did you know that you can tip Brahmin over in every main Fallout title, excluding Fallout 4? This was originally done by giving them beer in the first Fallout, but it has evolved into a proper action in the later entries. Fallout 2 allowed players to tip them over using the push command, and Fallout 3 in New Vegas, sneaking up to a Brahmin and interacting with them will display a unique pushing animation that will knock them down. They lay on their side for a few seconds before getting back up. Sadly, this feature is missing in Fallout 4. This is something I didn't know, and I have spent probably 100 hours across the Fallout games. Pretty crazy, I love these little Easter eggs, and it's nice to know it now. Thank you all for listening to the Xbox in 10 podcast, your weekly source of Xbox gaming news covered in around 10 minutes. If you like the show, please subscribe to your favorite podcast service, share with your friends, leave a review, and follow on all social media at Xbox in 10. This past week, I didn't have too much time to game, but after finishing the Fallout series, which I thought was pretty damn good. Not as good as The Last of Us, but I'm biased there because that's my favorite game of all time. However, it did make me jump into Fallout 3 for a couple of hours and really just enjoyed my time navigating the wasteland. My name is Brandon Rosa. You can follow me on Xbox at Brosa93. Hope you all have a great week. Stay safe and keep on gaming.